You already know that stretching is a key first step in any workout plan, but are you doing it correctly? You could be causing more damage than you think, especially in your back and your lower back area. Here to talk about it is Dr. Sean Riley with Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, what are some common misconceptions we have about stretching our back?
Hi, Scott. Yeah, many times I have patients ask me, or they'll send me a note asking me, you know, how should I stretch my low back? You know, what are some things I should do to stretch my low back? And I think it's a misconception or a myth, actually. You know, the focus should not be spent on stretching the low back. We should be focusing on stabilizing, increasing trunk stability. You know, the trunk is the core, the abdomen, even your glutes. We want to focus on strengthening that region as opposed to stretching. You know, I hear patients all the time. I got online and I was able to figure out this exercise where I was lying on my back and I would take one leg up and then, you know, kind of let it drift over. You're essentially twisting throughout your lumbar spine. Okay. We want to, you know, stabilize you there, not work on stretching, so to speak. And that's one of the, you know, I get an odd look from a lot of my patients that come in with low back pain, and I'll take them through their history and I'll go through their plan with them and what we're going to focus on. And I might, you know, discuss their hips or mid-thoracic area or mid-back area. And I don't spend a whole lot of time, you know, discussing or, you know, there's not a whole lot of in the treatment plan related to manipulating or mobilizing or stretching the low back. And so I think that I get kind of an odd look sometimes. A lot of times the low back's too mobile, and when it's too mobile or you have too much mobility in that area, okay, can put increased strength or, pardon me, increased strain, irritation on the joints, the discs, and so forth, potentially could lead to a disc injury, maybe some form of sciatica. So we want to stabilize that area. Now, related to mobility, you know, we've spoken about this in the past quite a few times. I want to work on motion in the hips typically and in the mid-back area. Those areas are the ones that I typically see a fair amount of tightness and loss of mobility in that thoracic or mid-back area. Typically from just daily life, what we do sitting down, that mid-back becomes really tight. In addition to that, the hips become really tight as well from sitting. The hip flexors have a tendency to shorten and so forth. So I want to move the hips. I want to show patients how to, you know, some simple stretches or some flexibility drills to increase motion in their hips and their mid-back. And then we want to focus on strengthening or stabilize that low back or that trunk region.
You know, a lot of times when we talk about stretching, we think of activity we do before or after a workout. What I hear you saying is really incorporating specific activity into the course of a workout.
Yeah, exactly. You know, first off, we need a plan. You need to determine, you know, if you're just into performance or just basic types of, you know, exercise, which is great. We really encourage that for all of our folks. And there needs to be a plan. With that plan, you need to figure out where you may have some deficiencies or limitations and how those limitations or deficiencies should be appropriately dealt with. You know, my limitations related to my hips might be a little bit different than yours or my mid-back. I might have a restriction in internal rotation and extension, and you might have a little bit of an issue in your hip flexion or external rotation. So we want to make sure we're being effective and efficient in the way we're stretching these regions. You know, not only just with basic stretching, but trying to figure out, okay, are there some tools that I could use, or is there a foam roll? Is this something that I need to see a chiropractor for, an osteopath for manipulation? Are these things that I could use bands for? So I do think it's very important with any type of just performance or exercise program that, you know, we determine what our limitations are, and then we can efficiently and effectively and most importantly safely start to stretch those areas.
You gave a great example earlier of an exercise gone wrong, the way we're doing it wrong. What are some other things we see at the gym where you just kind of say, no, you don't want to be doing that, especially as it relates to the low back?
Well, just of the very, you know, I can't tell you how many times I'll go into the gym or an exercise facility and I'll see a patient come in, put their stuff down, and get right up onto some type of machine. Okay. You need to get your heart rate up a little bit. You need to start, you know, increasing some of your capacity with some type of just, you know, simple aerobic activity to kind of get warmed up. The other thing that I see, so number one, they're just going to walk in cold and start exercising, which potentially could harm them or you know, reproduce some type of injury or create an injury. And then secondly, I'll just see patients put their feet together and just try to bend down and start touching their toes, you know, to stretch their hamstrings, which is the one of the most dangerous things for your low back. You know, a lot of times patients don't understand, okay, well, I hurt my back when I was lifting or picking something up. You're essentially doing the same thing when you just bend down and touch your toes, Scott, you know, but with the exception of having a lot of weight. So just that bending, I mean, there are so many different types of stretches and other things that we're able to do to warm up our hamstrings and our back and so forth. I always recommend getting in to visit with someone, get a little program, you know, get 4 to 6 things that you're able to do that's good for you and that you're able to safely get warmed up before you start exercising.
The team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab can help whether you're just starting a workout routine and want to do it properly, or if you've tweaked something in the process. Give them a call to see how they can help. 918-743-3737.